Good morning. Just a couple of passing showers overnight across the region, wetting the ground, but temperatures unseasonably mild and well above freezing, mainly in the 30s and 40s to start the day. So no ice or snow in the region. In fact, the next round of low pressure moving through the Ohio Valley and into the Great Lakes will pump even milder air in during the day today. This will push readings into the lower to mid-50s on average for afternoon highs. Accompanying this milder air will come another round of steady, light to moderate rain through the morning and into the afternoon hours. It looks like this rain will tend to wind down for the second half of the day from south to north as scattered showers into the evening. We'll also have areas of fog. So showers will persist in spots during the evening hours, and then we'll start a clearing trend overnight. Areas of dense fog will develop tonight in that milder air as temperatures drop back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. For tomorrow, we'll start off dry, even some sunshine possible if we can get it through that thick fog early on. Then another wave of low pressure will take the same track from the deep south through the Great Lakes, pulling in even milder air and more moisture. So clouds will increase and thicken during the course of the morning, and into the afternoon we'll start to see rain move in from south to north by sunset. All the while, temperatures will continue to climb, reaching the middle 50s for afternoon highs. Yet another disturbance will come through on Thursday with scattered showers and thunderstorms, but near or better than record warmth will persist with highs reaching well up into the 60s, and some places may even touch the 70-degree mark. On the other side of that front for Christmas Day, we'll start a drying trend with some sunshine, although clouds will tend to creep in late in the day. Highs will be back down into the lower 50s, which are still, however, about 20 degrees above normal. A little bit cooler, but still above normal for the weekend, and a bit unsettled with a chance for rain showers Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with highs in the 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a series of storm systems will continue to move eastward across the eastern Pacific Ocean and then toward the Pacific Northwest. A strong Pacific storm system will push through the west coast today with coastal rain and heavy mountain snow, with the greatest amounts likely over the Cascades and Northern Rockies, where snowfall totals in excess of 1 foot are likely at the highest elevations, along with gusty winds. Winter storm warnings and advisories have been issued for the higher terrain in Washington, Oregon, and California out into the Rockies. Meanwhile, in the east, large-scale southwesterly flow will develop that will raise temperatures to near record levels and advect moisture northward from the Gulf of Mexico. As a result, widespread rainfall is also in the forecast from the Gulf Coast to the Ohio Valley, where amounts on the order of 1 to 3 inches of rain is likely. And a few strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible across the deep south. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog and 28 degrees, while in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 40 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 47 degrees, the dew point 35, 63% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.99 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Naples, Florida, to a low of 3 below zero at Boulder, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain and fog in the lower 60s, Boston cloudy with showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with rain and highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 48 degrees, the low 33. The average temperature, 41, that's 15 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 1.39 inches for the month and 36.37 inches for the year, which is 2.12 inches below normal. No snowfall yesterday, just a trace for the season, which is 11.6 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low, 19. The record high, 60, set in 1990, and the record low, 8 below zero in 1955. Sunrise this morning, 7:23 a.m. Sunset this evening at 4:25 p.m. 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain today, also areas of fog with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Evening showers, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with areas of dense fog and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain today, also areas of fog with highs in the mid-50s. Evening showers, then partly cloudy overnight with areas of dense fog developing tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain today, also areas of fog with highs in the lower 50s. Evening showers, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with areas of dense fog and lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain today, also areas of fog with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Evening showers, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with areas of dense fog and lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain today, also areas of fog with highs in the lower 50s. Evening showers, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with areas of dense fog, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning sun, then cloudy with rain developing by sunset, mid-50s. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm on Christmas Eve, highs in the mid-60s on Thursday. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Christmas Day, lower 50s. 40s for the weekend with mostly cloudy skies and a chance of showers both Saturday and Sunday, and a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 40s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.